Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, you know, when you've started to lose Saturday Night Live as one of your primary supporters, and they're kind of making fun of you in the cold open as Joe Biden trying to hang some Halloween decorations in the Oval Office, well, you know, things might not be looking so good for how you're being perceived out there. And even now, James Carville is not very optimistic about Joe Biden's reelection prospects as well. So, folks, we're starting the week off with a little bit of a different perspective, it seems, on just exactly where Joe Biden and the Democrats are going in this election season. It's still early, but we could still see a lot of changes being made. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you this morning as we begin this live Monday edition of the show. And, of course, we're broadcasting on our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station. Yes, say that three times fast. AM 860, The Answer. Of course, we're broadcasting as well to our great radio affiliates all across the country, and we're up with the satellite with GCN Network. And good morning to everybody there at GCN. And also, folks, if you'd like to find a live stream for the program, simply head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can find live streams, of course, including GCN Live. All right. Well, once again, if you're out there this morning, you're working across the overnights in America, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you are working a shift, if you're up with us this morning, whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you found us because we are the place for news and politics in the overnights all across America, and we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us this morning. Our call-in number, of course, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call into the program and opine this morning. And we have so much to tell you about. I don't even know where to begin, of course, with what's happening in Israel, what's happened in a Russian Republic, where people stormed an aircraft and actually stormed a hotel as well, looking for Israeli citizens or Jewish people. This is getting very, very serious, my friends, and we'll tell you about that on the program today. Plus, we'll be talking with some of our great regular contributors, Denise Simon, Chris Markowski, and also Frank Salvato this morning. And then later on, have you been watching the World Series with the Diamondbacks versus the Rangers? They're tied now at 1-1. I believe they'll be playing again here on Monday night. And we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland. He's from the Sports Zone there on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa. And we'll be talking to him about that in hour number four. But first this morning, before we get started, I just want to say what a heartbreaking story we found coming out of Tampa, Florida. And this, of course, occurred in Ybor City. And I've actually been to Ybor City. I was in Tampa earlier this year, as some of you may know, and I was able to visit Ybor City. So when I saw this story come across, it hit home in a very, very real way. This from AP, Dateline Tampa. A man has been arrested in Tampa, Florida, in a mass shooting that erupted during Halloween festivities early Sunday. Two people were killed and 18 people injured, according to police. at least two shooters opened fire just before 3 a.m. in the Ybor City area, Tampa Police Lee Burka said during a news conference at the scene. Later Sunday, he said that the detectives arrested Terrell Stephen Phillips, 22 years old, in connection with the shooting. He was charged with second-degree murder with a firearm. Burka said, "My heart goes out to the families," said this in a news briefing posted online. He called the gun violence extremely tragic and said police would not tolerate it. Earlier, authorities said one suspect was in custody and at least one other was being sought, but Burka did not immediately say Sunday afternoon whether police were seeking anyone else after Phillips' arrest. He said, "We're making arrests quickly." He says, "We have a sense of urgency, and if you're going to be out there with the gun, you are going to pay for it." So very serious law enforcement perspective here on this very tragic story. It's not immediately known if Phillips had an attorney, and he remained jailed pending an initial court appearance on Monday, that's today, according to officials and local reports. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor, former city police chief, lamented that Tampa was the focus of national attention for yet another shooting in our country. She ended up blaming this evidently on easy access to guns. Well, I personally blame the shooter. I think that obviously that is the first place to start in this. But Ybor City, it's like a historic district. For those of you listening across the nation, it's like a historic district. They've got some great nightlife there, some just wonderful places to hang out and eat and have just social time with people. It's a very well-known historic district of the Tampa area. And so, unfortunately, to have this all sort of shattered by this act of violence is very, very sad, very unnerving indeed. So my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Tampa that are affected by this. And I'm glad that they have this person in custody. If it doesn't look like there is a second shooter, I think early on, as we were saying, there might have been a suspicion that there was. But whatever the case, the Tampa police, the Tampa authorities are on this, and they are going to take care of it. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to tell you what happened in a Russian republic when people stormed the airport literally looking for Jews. I kid you not. This is serious stuff, folks. Stay right there because we are coming right back. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in. Right back after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Right, and we just want to celebrate another day of living and another day of life. And folks, it is Monday. Wherever you're heading out to, we're glad that we're riding along with you this morning. And it's Monday, but you know, we're going to make it through another week. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, when the Friday and the weekend edition came last week, you know, it felt good because we had a great week of broadcasting, I think, and things were starting to sort of look up a little bit. But I tell you, as we head into Monday, and Mondays are no fun, but we have a couple of songs for you this morning when we do our Trucker Traveler Report that you're definitely going to want to hang around for. I've got a couple of great songs that are really going to get you moving. And if you're just kind of coming to, if you're just kind of waking up, and if you're just dragging because it was the weekend and now we got to start back up with Monday, we got you covered. Okay, we got you covered right here on the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. 949-822-7959. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you like. That's my home website. You can check out the live streams there. You can also send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and it will come right to us here as we do the broadcast this morning, and we can comment on it, of course. And then also you can subscribe to my podcast as well, and And a lot of people are checking that out lately, so we appreciate that very much. And just couldn't be simpler. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. And by the way, we want you to join our sister station, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon, Sebastian Gorka, on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens Monday, November the 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, of course, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. So for details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. Sounds like a great time and some great cigars as well. All right, well, folks, as we mentioned, number one, we have, of course, this incident that occurred. This from the Jerusalem Post. Local residents in Makachkala, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in the Russian Republic of Dagestan, stormed an airport in the city in an attempt to attack any Jews who arrived from a flight from Tel Aviv on Sunday, according to reports from Russian media. So, you know, I saw this earlier, and I'm thinking, what is this? Is this some kind of a joke or something? But it's not. It's not a joke. This actually is happening. Footage reportedly from the scene shared on local Telegram channels showed rioters chanting Allahu Akbar and stopping cars in order to check the documents of passengers to ensure that they were not Israeli or Jewish. The rioters could also be seen carrying Palestinian flags while running through the airport, and even rioters reaching planes on the runway. Russian security forces were not recorded to have intervened amid the violence. That's key. In a different area in Dagestan, rioters gathered at a hotel where Israelis who had fled the fighting were reported to be staying, with some of the rioters entering the hotel and only leaving after ensuring that no Israelis were in the hotel. The CHP Dagestan Telegram channel reported that the riots in Kasavyurt, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Kasavyurt, began after a person resembling an Israeli citizen was seen walking near the hotel. Folks, I guess that begs the question, what does an Israeli citizen look like? This is really, really disturbing, isn't it? So now you're going to have, at least in this particular area, roaming gangs of people looking to check your ID or just suspect that you might be Israeli or you might be Jewish. And then what, pray tell? Then what would happen? So this is, you know, we're seeing this sort of larger thing. We had a big demonstration in London on Saturday, a big pro-Palestinian demonstration there. And, you know, we've been saying this since this whole thing began on October 7th about the propaganda, about how the propaganda just seems to have taken hold and people are actually, in so many ways being duped into believing that somehow Hamas and what they did and the Israeli response to it, that it's the Israelis who are in the wrong and the Israelis who sort of deserved to be attacked. And, you know, we've talked about this at length, but every single day we get more and more evidence that more and more people are sort of taking that very weird sort of side in all of this. It is incredibly disturbing. And again, this one line from this story from the Jerusalem Post, Russian security forces were not recorded to have intervened amid the violence. So it was just okay, right? Well, that's fine. No, just storm the plane, storm the hotel, find out if there are any Jews in there. If this was a movie, and you had people espousing, and there are, I don't know, a myriad of movies that have sort of the, you know, the Nazi mentality, anti-Jewish mentality as the foundation for the villain or the group that is the bad actor in the movie. And people look at it and they go, well, that is so terrible. That could never be. Because why? Because the world would never stand for it. Because people would be summarily rejected as a result of espousing such views. Views to get rid of any particular race or ethnic group. I mean, it's as if the wheels have come off, my friends. The wheels are coming off when you see a story like this. And it's not okay. It's just not okay. But again, it's just a very, very disturbing thing indeed. Meanwhile, of course, we have our newly minted House Speaker Mike Johnson, who was also sort of lampooned a little bit on Saturday Night Live. I did not see it live. I saw a clip of the cold open where they actually did kind of make Joe Biden look like, well, he's kind of not doing well. He's kind of doddering a little bit. And you know, they had him sort of getting up on the ladder and, you know, just to sort of raise that, you know, that's okay. I can get up on the ladder. And it's like, no, Joe, do not get on the ladder. That's not a good idea. Then Christopher Walken came in, and you think it would be super funny with Christopher Walken, but I just don't know that he had a lot of the funny lines, even though in and of himself, Christopher Walken isn't inherently funny, okay? He's inherently funny. I think he could read the phone book and make it sound funny, right? But it sort of, I don't think it landed very well overall, but they did try to lampoon Mike Johnson. But all that to get to this. Newly installed, this from Reuters, newly installed House Speaker Mike Johnson said on Sunday he expects floor action this week to advance a funding bill to support Israel exclusively, even though President Joe Biden is pushing for a $106 billion aid package for Israel and Ukraine combined. We're going to move a standalone Israel funding bill this week in the House, Johnson said in an interview with Fox News, adding that he believes the measure will draw bipartisan support and that Republicans will back a similar measure in the Senate. And, you know, I sure hope so. It's really important, and I think the speaker here has the right idea to sort of bifurcate the support packages because they're very different. They have very different sorts of objectives. I think that you can't just lump it all together in one thing because the American people, number one, have already spent billions and billions and billions and billions. I sound like Carl Sagan. Remember? Billions and billions. Billions of stars in the galaxy. Everybody was doing Carl Sagan, right? Back in the day because of the billions and billions. In fact, I think it was one late night comedian. This goes way back. Where they said, you know, for Christmas they have the new Carl Sagan doll. You simply pull the lever, and it says billions and billions and billions until the batteries run out. Well, that's what we feel like in terms of the Ukraine funding. Not that people don't want to help Ukraine, but we can't keep saying billions and billions until the batteries run out. Folks, stay right there. 949-822-7959. Give me a call.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel, start with Israel first and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
On Fox News Sunday, Johnson said he called on President Biden to separate bills to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine when he met with him this week. Florida Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed in connection with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine.
He clearly had problems. He was involuntarily committed. He would have been a prohibited possessor.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, I got to tell you, folks, as you know, we originate here from Southern California, and we are having what can only be called a very significant Santa Anita wind event that's been happening over the last, at least in my area, over the, at least the last 18 hours or so. Woke me up in the middle of the night, early Sunday morning, things thumping over and, just all kinds of stuff. You feel like there's just all kinds of debris that's just sort of flying past your house and over your roof and out on your patio and everything. And it's a lot. I gotta tell you, the wind gusts are very strong, and we expect to continue to see this wind event happening. We'll tell you more, of course, in the Trucker and Travelers Report coming up in the next segment. But yeah, it's one of those things where you feel like, the house is really starting to starting to get buffeted by this wind. And so, you know, so I finally the light comes up. The light comes up, and I realize that my shed is pretty much destroyed. You know, it was kind of on its last legs anyway. And, you know, I get up and I look outside and I go, huh. So I got my work cut out for me on that one. But I'll tell you, though, one of the things we've seen throughout the day today, especially in the Southern California area, is some power outages. And I was not affected, thankfully. But a lot of people were, not because something happened to make the power go out, but because they actually turn off the power in some places as a precaution. So in some cases, some people's power may not come on, back on, rather, until maybe sometime tomorrow on Tuesday. So we will see. We will see. But at any rate, if you hear a whooshing going by, if you hear me make a sudden exclamation of something, that's what it is. That's what it is. And these winds can get pretty high. So certainly if you got a high profile vehicle and you're coming into the Southern California area, just be aware of that. And I was actually out a little further into the Inland Empire on Sunday. It wasn't quite as bad, but it certainly is a lot worse for some reason around the coastal areas right now. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959, area code 949, of course. And if you want to head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, you can do that as well. You can send me a direct message. You can find out about live streams for the program. We have those there as well. And also, you can subscribe to my podcast. So we sure appreciate that very, very much indeed. All right. So let's see here. Well, you know, when we came into the introduction in the very first segment of the program, we did mention about James Carville. And you know how they kind of made fun on Saturday Night Live. And it's sort of when they started, it becomes less sort of ribbing, and it almost becomes almost a ridicule. You know that things aren't looking good for you politically if you're a Democrat. The Republicans always get ridiculed. There's no doubt about that. But if you are a Democrat, then you could tell if the tide's kind of turning. Well, this from Newsmax. In an interview with The Atlantic, Democrat Party strategist James Carville said President Joe Biden's reelection prospects have waned considerably. Nothing has pointed toward improvement, and Democrats want him to stop talking about the situation. During an interview set against the backdrop of Minnesota Democrat Representative Dean Phillips' recent declaration that he's challenging Biden, Carville noted that Biden's poll numbers are not good and that key members within the Democrat Party are ordering him to keep quiet about it. Well, we all know it's not good. You know, of course they want to keep quiet about it. They don't want to talk about that. And yes, Dean Phillips, I think if I recall correctly, his basic premise was Biden's way too old for this. He's not doing well, and he can't stand by and simply watch this go on. I don't know. Biden's not going to be on the ballot, right, in New Hampshire. So if I was Representative Dean Phillips, I would hightail it to New Hampshire. I would try to do something. I would try to pull off some miracle, and then try to launch that way. Oh, and parenthetically, folks, by the way, we'll mention this a little bit later on as well, and that is Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, is now saying that he is dropping out. He's suspending his campaign. It's not his time right now. And as I said, we'll talk about that here in a minute. But getting back to James Carville, according to Carville, This is from Newsmax. This push for discretion stems not from a belief that his assessments are wrong, but rather from the discomfort they provoke. Nobody is saying, quote, James, you're wrong. They're saying, James, you can't say that. Meanwhile, top Democrats are urging other candidates to, quote, stand aside. But Carville maintained, I'm looking at the polling data, and I'm looking at all of it. The president's numbers are just not good, and they're not getting any better. I talk to a lot of people, Carville said, who do a lot of congressional-level polling and state polling, and they're all saying the same thing. There's not an outlier. There's not another opinion. The question is, has the country made up its mind, he asks. Carville noted that the White House remains undeterred in its pursuit to get Biden reelected and operates with what he calls the, quote, doctrine of strategic certainty. Oh, boy. No, I don't know about that. I think it's, well, number one, it's easier to get reelected as president than it is to challenge a sitting president. I know what happened in 2020. I know what's happened before. You know, Jimmy Carter was unseated. You know, George H.W. Bush was unseated. But there are also particular things happening at that moment that sometimes are unique to that time period and so forth. You know, read my lips, no new taxes. It's the economy, stupid, that came exactly from James Carville. So things can be different. It's not all the same, basically, is what I'm getting at. But in this case, the Democrats still will be able, in other words, I think it's easier for the Democrat to get elected only insofar as that it's a very uphill climb because of the media and the propaganda and all the other stuff. It's less easy for Joe Biden, I think, to get reelected because he carries with him all this sort of baggage and the flubs and the faux pas and the weirdness and the strangeness and all that stuff, in addition to his apparent physical issues that in his case, I think, are very much age-related. But in other people's cases, they're not age-related. You know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are not that far apart in age, but nobody would suspect that Donald Trump is as, quote, old as Biden because Biden seems to be so sort of frail and aged in that regard. But being 80 years old, some people are 80 years old and they look better than people who are 50 years old. So, I mean, it just depends. But Biden is going to have a hard time getting reelected because he can't play the same strategy he did before. He can't just be, well, I'm Biden in the basement, and if you don't like Donald Trump, then you can just vote for me, this kind of thing, and COVID, and all that stuff, all that jazz. But a different Democrat like Gavin Newsom, even though, and we'll tell you about this as we go through the program, even though he mowed down the Chinese boy or something when they were playing basketball, something like that. And somebody asked a question. They asked me this question. Why did Gavin Newsom go to China? You know, what business does he have to go to China? Well, sometimes governors do go to different countries. That's true. But to answer the question, why did Newsom go to China? Well, it's one of the things is he's going to point to that as saying, this is my foreign policy experience. I mean, I sat down with President Xi. We had a photo opportunity together. We sat in the chairs together and we exchanged pleasantries and we talked a little bit. And so therefore I look presidential. Look at me, Gavin Newsom. I look like I belong here, right? That's exactly the reason why he went there. Yeah, he got to drive like a $166,000 electric vehicle or something like that, which infuriated some other people, by the way. This is exactly why he went there. Because he really, I think he thinks that he is the heir apparent in this. So the more James Carville talks about this stuff, the more they're going to say, maybe Biden isn't the right choice. Folks, stay with us. Coming right back after this.
I came down, but you heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Well, no, we're not going to bed anytime soon. In fact, we are up in the overnights all across America. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, folks, the call-in number, if you'd like to call in, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You want to send me a direct message, head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, and you can send me a direct message right from there. Okay, we have reached the part of the program, and if you're new to the program, then we are glad that you're with us, first and foremost. And second of all, this is the part of the program where we make sure that our drivers, our truckers, anybody working across the Third Watch across America in the overnights, whatever you're doing to make sure that everybody's pumped up and stays awake for the for the overnight hours. So this is especially beneficial if you are, in fact, driving a big rig down the road. And we do have a lot of weather to tell you about, our truckers and travelers out there. We have an awful lot of weather to tell you about. But first, let's get started. Now, this is kind of from the vault a little bit. This wasn't a huge hit per se, but you would know this band. This band is called the Spin Doctors, kind of apropos for our politics and news focus here on the program. But this particular song is a song, I guess, from the perspective of Jimmy Olsen, you know, the photographer for the Daily Planet. Check it out. About being in competition with the Man of Steel. That's right, he's leaping buildings in a single bound while he's downtown reading Shakespeare in his place downtown. But it's just, there's just no competition, is there? All right, well, and again, that's a gem. That's a real gem from Spin Doctors. And, of course, you know, they had big hits like Two Princes, Little Miss Can't Be Run. They had a lot of hits back in the late 90s, I believe. And so, yeah, we just thought we'd bring it out of the vault, as it were, here on this Monday edition of the program. And, again, we're going to take a look at our weather that's out there this morning. We're going to start, of course, here in Southern California, my neck of the woods. high wind warnings, and I can tell you that from experience, real high wind warnings. This is going to cover, most, of course, in Orange County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, San Diego County, all the way down to the line with Mexico there. This is going to head up. We're also going to have a frost advisory if you're heading up Interstate 15 out towards Victorville on your way to Barstow this morning, on your way to Las Vegas, for example. But then, of course, around Los Angeles and then north of L.A., we continue with these high wind warnings, gusty winds, and they are strong. So be careful with that. Around Kingman, Arizona, looks like we got a freeze warning happening there. This is going to track on through the central part of Arizona, where it becomes a freeze watch in southeastern Arizona. But across the border into New Mexico, freeze watch continues. Freeze warning around Carlsbad. Freeze warning around Roswell. So that's right, it could get cold for our extraterrestrial friends. They may have to put on a space sweater or some other kind of thing. I don't know what they might have, but I'm sure that it's futuristic and it's probably pretty cool. And by that I mean warm. So Albuquerque, New Mexico, you've also got a freeze warning happening right now. Southeastern Utah, and then up towards, it looks like north of Moab there, freeze warning, and all along Interstate 70 coming into Colorado, Grand Junction, Parachute, it's freezing, or you got freeze warnings going on there right now as well. Also, it's incredibly cold. This is the word of the day, by the way. It's cold out there. Freeze warning starting at Midland, Texas, and actually down in Alpine, Texas as well. But starting in Alpine, heading up sort of northeast in a band through Abilene, Wichita Falls, going into Oklahoma, and then on into Missouri, Columbia, St. Charles, Belleville, up through Davenport, Iowa, up through Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then over towards Rochester, Minnesota. You've got this freeze warning going on right now, and it's also going to extend south as well into Arkansas, also Kentucky, Ohio, almost all of Ohio, and then western Pennsylvania with freeze warning there. Alabama, you got a fire weather watch going on there, and it looks like you also are going to have gusty winds and so forth there, perhaps, and a very low humidity, it would appear. So be careful there. And then you've got dense fog. Now, this is going to be around Mobile, Alabama. It's going to head on down towards New Orleans, Louisiana as well. It becomes a wind advisory, looks like west of that. Then a dense fog advisory all around southern Georgia. So if you're going to be coming down Interstate 75, you've got a huge dense fog advisory. It's going to extend all the way over to the coastline, and this is going to start up near Ashburn. It's going to head on down into northern Florida. This is mostly west of Tallahassee, probably east of Tallahassee, over through Live Oak, over to Jacksonville, and down to Ocala. So you want to be aware of that, because that fog obviously can be very, very unforgiving indeed. So we're going to quickly check our precipitation. We do have a band of a lot of rain, and in some cases mixed in with snow. It looks like starting near San Angelo, Texas, heading northeast all through Dallas, so the Dallas-Fort Worth area, lots of rain, and moderate rain is to that. And then as you get a little bit north of Paris into Oklahoma, it turns into a mix of rain and snow. Then central Arkansas, you've got rain heading there, up through Memphis, Jackson, then Hopkinsville in Kentucky, through Louisville, up through Dayton, Ohio, up towards Cleveland, Detroit, Michigan, and then on up into Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York, up through and then on northeast up into, it looks like, into Vermont. So please do be careful out there. Albany, also lots of rain. Boston right now, you know who you are in Boston. And good shout out, I should say, to Boston this morning. And then Providence, Rhode Island, Plymouth, And looks within a lot of rain off the coast as well, heading into the Atlantic up towards Nova Scotia. So be careful out there, folks. That's the name of the game. And next hour, of course, we'll see if anything changes. But that's what it looks like right now in terms of these freeze warnings and advisories and precipitation that we see out there right now. So when we come back, folks, first you're going to hear your top of the hour news. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the day's events, the weekend's events, what we see coming up this week, and of course, taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after your top of the hour news.
Where's the money?
Listening to Kyle One.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.